Flood mitigation is essential, yet though Japan and South Korea have few climate change deniers, the sense that warming is a problem generated elsewhere has persisted for too long, says Obayashi Mika of the Renewable Energy Institute in Tokyo. That is changing faster in South Korea. Its civil society is more vigorous than Japan's, and in a recent Gallup poll, 7 out of 10 Koreans said recent floods underlined the seriousness of climate change. President Moon Jae-in promises to close 10 coal plants before the end of his term in 2022. This week he used the typhoons as a reason to push for a trebling of renewable generation by 2025. South Korea's coronavirus-related spending packages have had a strongly green element, says Ms. Obayashi, unlike Japan's. There, media coverage of weather events makes the link to climate change. Yet Japan's own hefty carbon emissions rarely come up, says Watanabe Eri of 350.org, a green pressure group. Coal's share in power generation has risen in the past decade, especially after Japan shut its nuclear plants. Targets adopted under the outgoing Prime Minister Abe Shinzo are feeble. Coal will still be more than a quarter of the mix by 2030. Japan also promotes coal plants abroad. Change is always possible. Japanese businesses are under pressure from Western partners to cut their carbon use. 3 years of floods have boosted new volunteers at Ms. Watanabe's group fivefold. The numbers remain tiny, around 250 a year, but all typhoons start with the merest waft of air.